Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. TGS. Happy Wednesday. If you want, it's past 6 p.m. As you guys know, Window World has been with me, gosh, 15 years, something like that. I lose count. It's been so long. They're very community-minded. They do lots of trivia nights, and they're involved with the second annual Gateway Responders Competition, which is coming up this Saturday. We have Kaylin, who's a personal trainer from Emerge Fitness Training in St. Charles. He's going to tell us all about it. Kaylin, nice to talk to you again. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. So this is a wonderful cause. It's a wonderful event. Tell everyone about it.
So we're having the second annual Gateway Responders Competition this Saturday at Emerge Fitness in St. Charles. And what we do is we have any police officer, firefighter, nurse, medic, or even people who belong to active military, they can come and they participate in five different very fun fitness events. And it's a really good time. We have competitive division, recreation division, because we want anyone to just want to come and participate. And we determine who the fittest first responder is. And all the money that we raise goes towards Emerge Everyone, which is our nonprofit that provides free fitness classes, personal training scholarships, and wellness programs to individuals with intellectual disabilities.
Fantastic. Tell me a little bit about that. Paint me a picture. People with intellectual disabilities who otherwise may not be working out and involved in fitness or games at all. Tell me about some of the times that you've had with them.
So we started this program about 3 years ago, and it was because we just don't have a lot in the area that provides to that community, which sometimes struggles with having access to facilities. Sometimes have a hard time getting grants and having the financial to offer fitness, which is so important to a population that has a very high rate of obesity and do struggle with health issues. So we started the program to allow them to have access to all of that health and wellness information and a very high level of personal training that we have here at Emerge for free. And it has become even more relevant to us this year simply because of the pandemic. So many of the facilities that this population does have access to have had to shut down. They have had to limit the amount of events and services that they offer. So we have tried so hard to make sure that we fill the need for this population. Mm-hmm. And that's another reason this event is so important to us, to keep that fundraising coming in so we can continue to provide to our intellectual disabled population.
So for someone out there who may have a loved one with developmental disabilities who they'd like to get involved with this, how do they reach out to you?
You can contact us directly through the Emerge Fitness Training Facebook page. We have an Emerge Everyone Instagram page, and you can also email us directly at info@emergeeveryone.com.
And are you looking for people this Saturday just to compete, or are you also looking for spectators to come out and help out?
Both, to be honest. You can sign up, any police, nurse, medic, firefighter, military. You can sign up. Honestly, you could come on Saturday and sign up. We would be more than happy to have you come. The more the merrier, obviously. It's a really great time. Anybody can come that fits a first responder and compete. And then obviously if you want to spectate, you can come. Because the weather is supposed to be so nice on Saturday, we have moved 4 of the 5 events outside so we can enjoy the weather, and anybody concerned about social distancing or anything like that can know that we have you guys covered there as well.
That's great. Great job. Any other phone numbers, websites, anything that people need to have?
You can call area code 636-219-6001.
Very good. Thanks, Kaylin. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
All right. So switching quickly from good stuff to bad stuff, Tony, Ilhan Omar is making news about the police. Why?
So she was speaking recently about and said that was speaking about police, defunding the police, dismantling the police. She said that the majority of people, the majority of people in Minneapolis and her district support, dismantling the police. She also said that it was important to vote for Joe Biden because Joe Biden would be open to her policies. So this is somebody, this isn't Joe saying it, but this is somebody speaking for Joe on a national stage saying that this congresswoman believes that Joe Biden is open to policies that would dismantle the police. So I never heard Joe... This happened a few days ago, and I haven't heard Joe's team say, oh, no, we're not, you know, because that's been the battle. You know,
yeah.
Trump's team keeps saying that Joe Biden is for defunding the police, that he's been on record of saying that he would support those policies. And the Biden team always says, no, 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 you're taking those words out of context. The vice president never said anything like that. Well, here's a very prolific, high profile congresswoman saying that she wants to dismantle the police. She says the people in her district are supportive of dismantling the police and that it's important to get Joe Biden in the White House because he will listen to those policies.
You know, Joe Biden and I think very differently, but if I were Joe Biden, I would see this as an opportunity because I think you can push back on Ilhan Omar without pissing too many people off. She's pretty far out there.
Yep.
And I think one thing that Joe needs to do in general, because every president needs to stand on their own and not be beholden to anyone. And I don't know that about Joe. And that's what Trump is going after him for, saying, oh, it doesn't matter. You'd like Joe, whoever, because he's not going to be the president. It's going to be a bunch of other people. If I were Joe, I would say, with all due respect to the congresswoman, yeah, my door's open anytime. I'll listen to anything you have to say. But I've been very clear, I'm not for defunding the police, and while I'm open to all opinions, this will be my administration, and it will be, you know, it's me, I'm the president, buck stops with me.
She said
as an independent voter, that would mean a lot to me.
She said she's going to continue to push for policies to dismantle the police department, and Joe Biden will support them.
Yeah, that, I mean, to me, that's so presumptuous. She's the one being rude here. Unless they've had that conversation. But to me, anytime an underling presumes like, oh, yeah, yeah, Dave will do that. If I tell him he'll do that, I need to step up and go, Dave will do what is right for the client. And if I need to talk to Andrew or whoever about it, I'll do that. Their ideas are welcome. He can't be someone else's puppet. And right now, that's the big allegation. So just... optics, strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
He needs to take one of these opportunities when these people are telling what Joe's going to do and say, look, let me tell you what I'm going
to
do.
But he doesn't seem to ever, if somebody is supporting him, he seems to be okay with them. Like, he doesn't want to do anything to make them mad.
And that's more, that, as much as I find the president distasteful, that scares me more. Because Trump is one of those, like, I'm not going to do anything that I don't want to do. And it seems to me that Biden's the opposite. Hey, what do you want to do? That's fine with me. That scares me more. Rach, you're making a face.
I mean, I guess you could say that about President Trump, but like 2 weeks ago, he was asked about QAnon, and he's like, I don't know, they seem cool because they like me. And that's like a complete conspiracy theory. I don't know. I just don't see him like coming out and condemning other people's actions when they speak on his behalf either. I'm not saying that Joe, I mean, I think Joe should come out and be like, I mean, he said before, I don't want to defund the police. The clip that floats around the internet of him talking to the gentleman who had to use a computer to speak, where he reportedly asked Joe if he will defund the police, and Joe says yes. That's actually manipulated media. He's answering yes to a different question, and in that same interview clarifies that he does not support defunding the police. He actually believes that they need additional funding. So I don't know. I mean, I guess he could come out and address this comment, but I don't think that every politician does that every time someone like speaks on their behalf.
Which is not what I said. I don't think he needs to push back on everyone. He needs to push back. He needs to pick one and push back. And this would be a good opportunity, I think, for me.
And, you know, and to kind of add on to the examples Rachel was giving, the QAnon thing, it happened in 2016. I can't remember exactly who it was. I think it was... Who's the former politician that was also a former grand wizard?
David Duke. Yeah.
David Duke. David Duke said something about supporting Trump. And remember, it took like 24 hours for Trump to say he didn't want his, and everybody was giving him, you know, a bunch of flack for it, saying you need to denounce these people immediately. But that, and that's been the knock on Trump. Like, hey, if you like Trump, no matter what group you are, he'll kind of give you a pass. And, you know, I'm not saying that that's the truth. I'm saying that that is something that people have said about Trump, and that, you know, that he, if you're on his side, he won't be as rough on you. To your point, Dave, this is exactly the time. I mean, Joe Biden is displaying that same behavior here by not saying, no, 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 don't put words in my mouth. But it's Ilhan Omar. She's a young minority congresswoman, probably somebody he wants to have supporting him. So she says what she wants to say, and I'll just play it. You know, I'll play like I didn't hear it.
At this phase,
this is not a good. He needs. It doesn't do him any favors to not react.
Yeah,
in my opinion, on a national scale,
me, it's not about denouncing. It's about taking advantage of something, because he doesn't look like a leader. And he doesn't look like his own person. He definitely doesn't look like a president. And as long as you let a bunch of kind of nobodies, because when you say, I can tell you, he's going to listen to me and he's going to be open to everything I have to say. That's not just saying I support Joe Biden. I'm a little more progressive than him, but I think his door will be open. There's no reason to talk about that. But when someone like Omar, who's very aggressive and plays loose with the truth, puts words in your mouth, you gotta step in and put your you know what
especially
down.
Words that you say you're against.
I've heard Biden say I'm not for defunding the police, and to Rachel's point, I don't think Trump needs to every day come in and say I denounce white supremacists. I don't think that Biden needs to come in every day and say I'm not going to defund the police, but Biden needs to appear like a leader.
A congresswoman says...
Makes it sound like they've had a conversation.
Yeah, Joe Biden, I want to dismantle the police and Joe Biden will support me. You don't have to just denounce it every day, but when somebody says it nationally on that level, you should probably correct the record.
And so he's hired hundreds of lawyers already?
Yeah, this story is crazy. And they're not hiding it. They've told news organizations about this task force, essentially, that they're putting together. They have a name for it. What the heck is it? It's an election protection team. Election protection team. Biden has hired lawyers in preparation for post-election legal battles. The Biden campaign says over the past several months, they have created the largest, quote, election protection program in history. The team includes hundreds of lawyers, including former Attorney General Eric Holder, in preparation for a legal battle in the event of a contested election. Whoa.
Mm.
So Biden already, by his own admission, has hundreds of lawyers ready to go in what they call an election protection program in case there's any contention over the election.
You guys don't think Trump has a legal team lined up ready to go?
I don't know. Maybe he does, but
I'm
I mean,
a 1,000% certain.
By their own admission, saying hundreds of lawyers in the largest election protection program in history, it seems like they are.
I mean, let's think about this.
That doesn't seem like a contention plan. Like, that seems
contingency,
like
yeah.
contingency. It sounds more like a. We're ready to fight this.
I think there's a 90% chance this is contested. I was going to say, unless it's a blowout, but I don't think that would even matter.
I don't think it matters either.
Especially if Trump's blown out.
Yeah.
Even more so, he's going to say, dirty pool, there was something wrong.
This isn't a Democrat-Republican thing. If Rach, you're probably right. He probably does have a team. That's just scary. It's scary to me to know that or both of the two people running for president.
I think it's going to happen.
Are already saying, we're not going to, whatever. If I lose, I've already got a team of lawyers ready to prove that I
didn't lose. And I mean, President Trump has come out and he hasn't said, I have this team of lawyers, even though I guarantee you he does. But he's come out and said, if I lose, they'll have stolen the election for me. Why don't you vote by mail and then go down to the polling place to make sure your ballot counted, because they're trying to suppress us and there's going to be so much fraud. Like, he's setting the stage for there to be fraud. And now we see that Biden's setting the stage. This is going to be so ugly.
Right. She said the other day, and I listened to you, but I didn't really swallow it. But I think post-election, I'm sorry to say this, I hope I'm wrong. I think post-election protests and rioting are going to make Michael Brown and George Floyd look like nothing. Can you imagine that both sides are equally pissed?
Yeah, we're the most divided we've ever been in my lifetime. I have severe anxiety thinking about the election, thinking about, I really wish we weren't doing mail-in. I get why some people want to do it, but it's just going to postpone
the results.
It's an excuse
for people to fight.
Yep. It's just going to create more confusion.
And both candidates and both parties are doing everything they can to sow those seeds.
To set it up.
And pit people against each other.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.